Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 22, 2022. My new article on LinkedIn, an orchestra conducted through innovative collaboration. Since my early childhood, my parents wanted me to become a musician. They sent me to music school where I learned to play the piano, and took me to the movies to watch films about great composers and musicians. I hated it, but I learned to love music, especially opera. I also learned to appreciate the intricacies and complexities of playing in an orchestra. So when I heard that there is an orchestra in New York City that plays without a conductor, I was intrigued. What's more, I learned that it is not some short-lived experiment, and this year, the orchestra, called Orpheus, is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and its motto is Extraordinary Musical Experiences Through Innovative Collaboration. Orpheus prides itself in its unique capacity to create collectively, and has been playing regularly at Carnegie Hall. To date, it has recorded more than 70 albums with labels such as Deutsche Grammophon, Nonesuch and others. According to the Orpheus website, the sound of Orpheus is defined by its relationships. As a music fan, I know how challenging it must be for an orchestra of 30 musicians to create good and moving music. It's one thing for the four players of a string quartet to lean into the group sound and react spontaneously, admits the orchestra's own website, but with 20 or 30 musicians together, the complexities and payoffs get magnified exponentially. I think it is almost unnatural. The conductor is the mind behind the notes that each musician plays. Without a conductor to channel each musician's ego for the good of the ensemble, it is a wonder that such a group can feel each other and play together harmoniously. However, if musicians agree to conduct their own egos, and the musicians in Orpheus clearly do, then they can truly listen to each other and create a new level of harmony. Such a level cannot be achieved if a flesh and blood conductor imposes his or her will on the players. Only if the players choose to listen to the orchestra rather than to themselves can they reach a new level of musicianship. It takes great inner work to do this. In this orchestra, not only the string, woodwind and brass instruments must be in tune, but above all, the hearts of the musicians who play them. Above reception and bestowal. Question. According to Kabbalah, there are two forces at the base of everything, the force of bestowal, which integrates all systems, and the force of reception, which differentiates and divides, and that is why we have such diversity in the world. Which of these forces does the Creator belong to? Answer, there is no Creator. Something that is like a Creator appears to us, in opposite forces, reception bestowal, plus minus, and so on. This upper thought is above both forces, only in relation to us, it does manifest itself in this way, and therefore we call it the Creator. But in fact, there is something higher, abstract, unrelated to us. Question, which means, if we talk about the Creator as an upper force, a plan, then in our sensations, it manifests itself in the form of two forces, reception and bestowal. But is it Him? Is this His manifestation in relation to us? Answer, we have nothing more to talk about. We can only explore what is manifested in relation to our sensory organs. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, June 7, 2022. To kill or cover with love. Comment, Victor writes, you contradict yourself. On one hand, you call for covering evil with love. On the other hand, you recall the words from the Bible, he who comes to kill you, kill him first. How does it all fit together? My response, these are laws, and there is nothing one can do about it. If a person comes to kill you, then you must kill him first. There is no choice here. Question, when does the second law apply, the one you are talking about, the main one, that evil must be covered with love? Answer, love your neighbor as yourself. Question: how does it all connect? Answer: it does not connect. If someone wants to kill you, there is no other choice. Which means, you have to kill him first. Question: what should my attitude be to the fact that he came to kill me? Like to evil that came to me? Answer: yes, as to a person who comes to kill you, and you have to kill him so that this evil will not be manifested in the world anymore. Question: when does this law to cover evil with love arise? Answer: this is not about killing. We are talking about the fact that one shows evil to the other. Therefore, the other one has to show him an example that is opposite of this. Question: so, are these two different laws? Answer: two completely different levels. One, you cut off, and the second, you cover and correct. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 12, 2022. When will the 10 lost tribes of Israel be discovered? Comment: Michelle writes, the people of Israel are not only modern Israel, but also those 10 lost tribes of Israel. Where are they? Who are they? For what purpose and why did the Lord lose them? Leitman may know the answer. My response: Leitman may know the answer. But why do we need to know the answer? We need to reach a state where all the tribes will begin to manifest in our world so that we would find out who they are, and so that all humanity could join these 12 tribes, and thus we would reach universal correction. Comment: if we follow the order, it turns out like this. There were 12 tribes of Israel, then 10 tribes, let's say, disappeared, dissolved into the world, and 2 tribes remained. As we know, they built the second temple and then they went into exile. My response: yes, they have dispersed somewhere there. Something remained, and this is us, today. Question: where did these 10 tribes disappear to, as if dissolved into nowhere? They entered the world and disappeared. Where are they, who are they, for what and why did the Creator do this? Answer: to plant seeds, embryos of the quality of bestowal and love in the general mass of humanity. They carried these seeds into the world and gradually worked there for thousands of years. And nowadays they are beginning to sprout. After all, the fact that we are connecting with each other, as humanity on this planet, is also for a reason. This is a manifestation of the qualities of bestowal, the qualities of love, and the qualities of connection, which come only from these original qualities of the tribes. Question: that is, the Creator deliberately launched these 10 tribes into the world. What is this magnet that will start pulling them out now in our time? Answer: the quality of the Creator begins to be revealed in our world. On one hand, this is like the recognition of the evil of our nature. On the other hand, this is a direct desire between people for cooperation due to the fact that only in this way can they save themselves, develop, and so on. The Creator is as if coming closer to the world. This is the magnet that will gradually begin to pull humanity to the understanding that it is necessary to rise above all problems in the connection above ourselves, and that only the connection between us saves us, and will save the world, and that it is benevolent. This is the action of the 10 lost tribes. The most important thing is connection, mutual connection. Everything comes from Joseph and his brothers, who started fighting with each other. They went down to Egypt, and all these problems began. There were dreadful wars between them in Egypt. This is terrible. There was enormous hatred in all generations between them, so that egoistic evil would eventually be revealed. It existed especially between the Jews so that they would begin to exit Egypt. Comment: everyone expects that when the 10 tribes begin to appear, some nations will begin to move to Israel. They will be found somewhere in Afghanistan, somewhere in Pakistan. And they will begin to move here, to Eretz Israel. This is how everyone imagines this. My response: I think that this will not happen in the form of some great migration. Number, it will be a great ascent of all nations, in different measures, to varying degrees, in order to reach the upper revelation, insight, and to feel the upper force in the connection with each other. This is how the Creator calls us, to reveal Him, pulls us to Himself in this way and awakens such desires in us. Question: is this call already sounding now? Answer: I think so. At least, I feel how it awakens in people's desire for knowledge, for the revelation of the Creator, for attainment. This should be manifested very quickly. If not, then accordingly there will be great suffering. And it will push us forward. It is better not through suffering, but through yearning. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 2nd, 2022. Autism as a natural phenomenon. Comment: autism is a very interesting phenomenon. Autistic people are strongly attached to those inanimate objects that surround them. And they don't connect with people, they live in their own closed world and don't let anyone in. My response: these are the states when a person is in transition. I don't find them painful. The fact is that we consider even mental illnesses to be violations. We don't understand what it is. From an earthly point of view, these are indeed violations. Psychiatric problems are internal shifts, but they are on the borderline between the two worlds, and therefore they are felt by us, in this way. There is practically no treatment here. The only thing is that we need to create the most convenient conditions for such people, and they can be of great benefit. There are many professors and doctors of sciences in the world who, on one hand, are diagnosed as autistic, and on the other hand, they are great scientists. But it is precisely in their narrow field. And communication with other people or their own provision and care is a huge difficulty for them. They prefer to be given their own special territory and they exist in it. From CAB TV's Close Up. Special Territory, May 17, 2011. Why animals never make mistakes? Question: if there is a repository of the common memory of humanity, then where are the instincts of animals? Answer: animals are absolutely closed. They live rigidly connected to the general information flow. A man can rise above it, but an animal cannot. In man there is a present, past, and future so he can develop. He compares himself with the past and the future, envies, wants to achieve more, and learns from the past. An animal does not have this. It lives by momentary instincts. The way it is controlled today, so it acts. An animal is not connected in any way with the past and the future, so it does not make mistakes. Question: does this explain why during natural disasters they run away from in time? Answer: yes, they are instinctively, absolutely rigidly tied to the system, and therefore receive clear information from it. And we receive fuzzy information from the system because we must supplement it with our own participation. And here is the problem: if a tsunami hits us, it means that we caused it by our wrong actions between us. Animals are not involved in this, they understand what will happen and calmly leave. Whereas we cannot understand and feel this because we ourselves produced this great tragedy. From CAB TV's Close Up. Hologram, July 28, 2011. The world is our reflection. Question: how can it be that two completely different perceptions, corporeality and spirituality, are combined in a person? How is it possible to combine them within oneself? Answer: they can be combined. It is not a problem. The world is a reflection of what is happening within us. Nothing happens in the world itself. It is just our reflection. We see, like on an X-ray, our common qualities. The entire world around us is a common state, the common qualities of all of humanity, Japan and Arab countries and their revolutions. You will see what comes next. We will have more and more bright news every day. Every morning you will wake up in a new world. We are moving toward the end of our world, but not in the sense that everything will be destroyed. Simply according to the order of nature we must rise from our world to the next dimension, to the upper world. And nature pushes us to this. Question. The Book of Zohar says that nature's pushing begins from the best ones. What does the best mean? Answer. If suffering comes into the world, then, as a rule, it is distributed in such a way that it is felt more in people who, according to our views, are supposed to feel it least of all. For example, the Japanese are constantly suffering from earthquakes and tsunamis, but they do not mean anything militant, they work normally, earn as much as they should. We do not see anything bad from them. Look how well they exist within themselves. Even their militant sect, as soon as the earthquake occurred, declared to everyone that it would fight injustice, if someone steals, takes something extra in the store, or there is looting somewhere, then you will deal with us. That is, the people themselves do not want to exist at the expense of causing evil to others. From Cab TV's close-up. Brunch of Sagara, May 15, 2011. The influence of light on a person. Question. How does light affect a person? Answer. In different ways. It all depends on what state a person is in, either he is in an ascent or moving away from it. In a person, his internal states, reshimot, are constantly changing. If the light is influencing him, then naturally these states are quickly realized in the direction in which the reshimot are directed at this time. Light is the energy that influences a person that directs him to the purpose of creation, to complete connection with all parts of creation, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human. This connection already reveals within itself the force of connection called the Creator. Question. When a child is growing up, he is influenced by light, and under its influence he develops. What is the difference between this development and the Kabbalistic one? Answer, the fact is that the child does not know how he develops. It happens instinctively. Reshimot, that is, the informational genes of his physical development are constantly revealed outward along the chain, one after another, and light at this time influences him. That is, the light is constant, and the genes are changing all the time. The child grows under the influence of constant light as if he receives continuous nutrition. Since more and more adult, large, composite genes emerge, this is what guarantees his development. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The influence of light on a person, May 27, 2014. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how do you resolve opinion differences? We need to attribute our differences in opinion to the higher force that brings us together. It leads us into conflict with one another so that we feel a need for a correction, to bring ourselves to a happy middle. What is the happy middle? It is that above the contradicting emotions and opinions, we wish to bring ourselves to a state of complementarity and completion. We are currently in a state where our ego, that is our desire to enjoy at the expense of others, is the very essence of our every quality and trait. We constantly desire, think, intend and act with an aim of benefiting our personal ego. The ego thus controls that human part in us, and we are enslaved to it. There might be nothing good about this situation, but we still go through the motions because nature forces us to. The more we wake up to the extent in which the ego is behind our actions, then the more we will discover how phony and egoistic we are, how we distort everything in the direction of benefiting ourselves alone, and not in the direction of the truth. Likewise, the more we discover how the ego is behind our every calculation and how there is no truth in whatever it determines, the readier we will become to look beyond our egos for answers, above the contradicting emotions and opinions that it brings about, and wish to bring ourselves to a state of complementarity and completion. Based on the video How to Resolve Differences in Opinion with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Yael Eshtal. written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.